Israel has released 26 Palestinian prisoners serving multiple life sentences in Israeli jails. 15 prisoners arrived in Gaza via the Israeli-controlled Erez crossing overnight Tuesday. The remaining 11 were sent to the West Bank. They are part of 104 Palestinian detainees to be released in coming months. The prisoners received hero's welcome upon their arrival in the town of Beth Hanun, in north of Gaza Strip.
Palestinians are suffering tremendously inside Israeli jails. They are languishing behind bars and we want all of them to be released.
The release of the prisoners is part of the so-called goodwill gesture by Tel Aviv to resume negotiations with acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas. Resistance groups say that resistance, not negotiations, is the only way to free prisoners. In late 2010, over 1,000 prisoners were exchanged for one Israeli soldier who was held by Hamas in Gaza.
Palestinian and Lebanese resistance swap deals should be the example for prisoners' release. They put the Israeli regime under pressure to release prisoners. Mahmoud Abbas's deal with the Israelis is shameful, and it only aims to give up what remains of Palestine to the Israeli regime with the help of the Americans.
According to prisoners' advocacy groups, Israel has imprisoned over 700,000 Palestinians since 1967. An analyst said that the release aims to encourage Palestinians to return to talks with Israel.
Palestinian factions in general welcome any release of any Palestinian prisoner, but at the same time they believe it's much better if we could release such Palestinian prisoners in a deal with the swap of Israeli army, Israeli army soldier, because they can achieve more. This step comes to encourage the Palestinian Authority to stick to the peace negotiations. It's not an achievement for the Palestinian Authority.
All the prisoners, except for one, have been in Israeli jail since before the so-called Oslo Peace Accord, which brought about the establishment of the Palestinian Authority. The prisoners' release was a precondition by Mahmoud Abbas to the resumption of Palestinian-Israeli talks. Many here believe that Israel has for long been using prisoners' issue as a bargaining chip. Tel Aviv has announced that it's going to release a group of Palestinian prisoners, yet there are nearly 5,000 more Palestinians in Israeli jails, some of them held without charge or even facing trial. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.